sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I'm seriously in love with you, and because I want you back. I got a call from a friend a little while ago, so I did some quick research. Back on August 15th of 1981, former Governor Ray Blanton of Tennessee was sentenced to prison and served a sentence in Montgomery, Alabama, at the minimum security prison there. One of his roommates for some of that period of time was a Mr. Mike Day, who had was sentenced with Alan Mobley, I believe, who was the head of one of the largest cocaine drug dealers in the nation. Who is now Dr. Mobley. He actually, you know, he changed his life radically. But Mike Day served prison with the governor, which I find so fascinating. But Mr. Day, the ex-con, is a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine. I'm delighted to say that. And he called me today. And when I saw him last week, he looked really weak. And he said that apparently he did weigh himself. He was down to just over 100 pounds. You know, he's a short guy, 5'6", 5'4", something of that nature. He's pretty short. Still, I mean, when he went down to 120, that was a concern. Now it was just over 100, and so it was a serious concern. That's why he looks so weak. But apparently, he's doing a little bit better. I had a much stronger voice today, which I'm encouraged about, because it's fascinating to be able to actually have a communication with somebody. You know, Mike Day and I are radically different. We can talk to each other. Jim Cross and I are radically different. But we share the same Lord, I thought. So we should all the more be able to talk to each other, shouldn't we? Interesting. It's also fascinating that I continue to have a growing depth of conversation with Mormons. They serve a false God, but they're willing to stand their ground rather than, you know, call the police and plug their ears. I find that amazing. I'm very encouraged by that. And one last thing, since I'll tell you about, you know, I've pondered a lot about the events of yesterday when those two dispensationalists shouted me down in a store. And I think the fundamental was I was clearly someone who subscribed to the sovereignty of God. You know, within the Christian community, that is probably the biggest lightning rod there is. That's where people will jump all over you if you actually believe that the Lord is sovereign. I mean, that'll cause issues. But they shouted me down in the store, which is remarkable. You know, I try to keep in mind the first Peter 3:15, in your heart, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being ready to give an answer to anyone who asks, for the hope within you, to anyone who asks, with gentleness and respect. That last part I try to keep in mind, with gentleness and respect. And actually, when they stormed out of the store, I believe I said correct words, but I didn't say it. I was doing fine up to that point, but it's that one moment where I blew it. And, you know, that's what I find important. And I did dwell with my a Mormon friend on this. When somebody does something foul, stupid, offensive, whatever, that's not the problem. The problem is if when you respond in kind. As a follower of Christ, I believe I did well until the end. Because when I was challenged and whatnot, when these people were in my face shouting at me, I responded rationally, calmly. Except for one line at the end. And that was wrong. And I think that's important to be able to understand. You know, when somebody, a non-Christian, whatnot, especially, does something really offensive, that doesn't matter. Doesn't give me license. Doesn't give anyone license. And really, that's probably the biggest point of everything here. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am called to follow his standards. And when I blow it, I need to confess it and repent of it. And I set that model before my family. The husband and the dad is a flawed man, but received the grace of the Lord. I pray that's shared by my family. And I welcome a shared celebration on that. Dorothy Jane, I'm seriously in love with you. And I so much want you back.